Okay, this past week in our journey through the New Testament in 2012, we read Matthew chapter 14 through Matthew 18:35. And today's message is going to focus on Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 14. So why don't we turn there, and once we get our place, let's stand, and we'll read God's Word. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 14. And I see people standing, so that means they must have their place. And this is what God's Word tells us here this morning, starting with verse 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God,' he is not to honor his father with it. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.'" Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, they both will fall into a pit." Let's go to God in prayer. Father, your word is always good and pure, and it is always good for our souls because it transforms us. May your word that we read here this morning transform us from the inside out. May the words that I say here this morning be pleasing to you and instructive for all of us here today, Lord. May we all grow in Christ according to this word here today. To you be the glory, and we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It was the summer of 1975. I had not met Gail yet, and I was single. I decided in that summer, because I worked for General Electric, we had 2 weeks of plant shutdown and everyone got vacation. I had 2 weeks of paid vacation, and I was going to go to the Grand Canyon by myself and see what I could find. On my way out there, I visited a place in New Mexico called the Carlsbad Caverns. When I arrived at the entrance to those caverns, a group of us were met by a young man who was going to act as our guide. He would take us through the caverns and show us all the interesting formations of stalactites and stalagmites and many other beautiful wonders of nature underground. The tour lasted, I think, about 2 hours, and I learned a lot from my guide. He certainly knew his way through the caverns, and he knew how to explain all the interesting things that we saw. But probably the best news was he also knew how to get us out of the caverns. By the time we came to the end of our tour, he said that we were 700 feet below the surface of the ground. He took us to an elevator that took us back to the ground level, back to the surface. Guides. In verse 14 of our scripture text this morning. Jesus calls the Pharisees and the teachers of the law blind guides. So let's look at the scripture here this morning and establish some facts why Jesus would arrive at such a conclusion. In our text that we read here this morning, we see Jesus once again at odds with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. What's it about this time? Well, this time it's over washing one's hands before one eats. Just a little background. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were responsible for leading the Jewish people down the path of true righteousness as taught by the Mosaic Law, as taught by the Word of God. They were to be guides for the Jewish people. A guide is a person that one follows. I followed my guide at Carlsbad Caverns, and I trusted that he would give me correct information about all the beautiful things that we saw. And I also trusted him to get me out of the caverns safely at the end of the tour. But we read here that those Jewish leaders were not leading the people according to the Word of God. And in verse 7, Jesus calls them hypocrites. Why? Why would Jesus call them hypocrites? This will be our first fill-in-the-blank in the bulletin. And Jesus calls the Pharisees and teachers of the law hypocrites because they were more concerned about their tradition. That's the fill-in-the-blank word. They were more concerned about their tradition than they were the Word of God. More concerned about tradition than the Word of God. They even say that in verse number 2. Verse number 2. Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Tradition was obviously something that was more important to them than the Word of God. Well, just as an aside here, last week and the week before, I shared with you that Matthew's purpose in writing this gospel is to prove to his Jewish readers that Jesus is their Messiah. And he does this by showing how Jesus in his life and ministry fulfilled prophecy of Old Testament scriptures. Well, today we're going to add to that fact, and this will be our second fill in the blank. We're going to add to that fact that Matthew also wants to make it clear that the people surrounding Jesus, in this case the Pharisees and teachers of the law, were also the fulfillment of Old Testament scripture and prophecy. In verses 8 and 9, we see that Jesus quotes Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, when Jesus says this, "These people honor me with their lips, but their lips are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." You see, the Jewish leaders who were responsible for leading these people in the right direction went from, at one point in time, God-honoring and God-worshiping, which was what was instructed by the Mosaic Law, to what they were now, self-righteous and self-exalting. You see, they went from a God-centered theology to a man-centered theology. And in many of today's evangelical churches, we see that some things just haven't changed, have they? Well, verse 14, let's move up to verse 14. And here in verse 14, we hear Jesus saying this about the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He says this, starts out in verse 14, "Leave them. They are blind guides." Let's talk about the implications of those words right there. Leave them. Some Bibles say, leave them alone. They are blind guides. Let's talk about leave them first. Jesus says, leave them. Well, this should be pretty self-explanatory. Leave them. What would that mean? He's talking to his disciples and he says, leave them. What Jesus does not want his disciples and his followers to follow these men, these teachers of the law, these Pharisees. Why? the next part of that verse. They are blind guides. Jesus knows that their teaching is corrupt and it's incorrect. Jesus knows their teaching is not what the Mosaic Law in the Word of God teaches. Their theology is flawed. They favor tradition over truth. And if we would go to the next chapter, and you don't have to turn there, but in Matthew 16, verses 5 through 12, Jesus warns his disciples about the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And verse 12 concludes by saying this, "Then the disciples understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Jesus wants his followers to leave the blind guides. I don't think, as I look back to 1975, that I would have had a very good experience if my guide at Carlsbad Caverns would have been blind. Here's just a couple possible things that might have been happened had my Carlsbad Caverns guide been blind. The tour would have been very slow and taken far more than 2 hours. We would have probably taken many wrong turns. There's a good chance we might have got lost. And the worst fate of all, we might have never got out of those caverns alive. But that's what happens when your guide is blind. Now let's look at the second part of verse 14. And in that part, he gives his disciples a good reason why they should not follow the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He says this in the second part of verse 14. "If a blind man leads a blind man, they will both fall into the pit." If a blind man leads a blind man, they will both fall into a pit. If I went into the Carlsbad Caverns following a blind guide, who knows where I might have been taken? May not have ever got out of the caverns. But in this situation, Jesus has already established this, that the guides, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they are blind. He's established that. Their theology is flawed. But at the same time, you have to remember this, that there were all these people who were looking up to these guides, these Pharisees, these teachers of the law, to lead them down the truth, into the truth, and down the path of righteousness. These people trusted in their teachers and in that teaching. And Jesus gives some pretty heavy words here, that they will both fall into a pit. What does that mean? It means this. It means that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they were headed, because of their belief system, they were headed for the pits of condemnation because of their false teaching, and that those following that teaching and those people would meet the same fate. The teachers down a path of destruction, the followers down a path of destruction. But there might be some people would say this, wait a second, Jesus, wait, just wait 1 second. I never knew that their teaching was wrong. I didn't know that they were telling me the wrong thing. I didn't know that their theology was flawed. They were the leaders, Jesus, and I just followed them. I was ignorant, so therefore, I must be innocent. Sounds like a good argument, but that's not what Jesus is. Jesus never excuses their ignorance. He says this, they will both fall into a pit. The leader and the follower. And I believe that that's pretty straightforward and that's very simple to understand. Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 20 says this, It says that men are without excuse for not knowing and glorifying God. It says this in that verse, that God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. There's no excuse. When we get to glory, or when we go to the other side, Jesus isn't going to say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you followed those wrong teachers. Oh, come on in. You have an excuse." He says this, they'll both fall into a pit, both the leaders and the followers. I've said this before and I'll say it again. The only thing that you and I will take to the grave with us is going to be our belief system. So let's ask ourselves, what is that belief system? And if that system is correct, that we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and we believe the words of this book, we will end up in glory. But if our system is flawed and incorrect, we will end up in eternal torment of hell, where the Bible says that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Around the world today, billions and billions of people are being led by the blind guides of false religious systems. Islam, 1.6 billion people. Hindu, 1 billion people. Buddhism, 500 million people. Chinese folk religions, 500 million people. But the false religions of the pagan Gentile societies, that didn't seem to upset Jesus. Jesus was upset with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who were teaching flawed theology and masquerading it as the true Word of God. I've been preaching here for over 4 years, and you know what one of my hot buttons are. Why do I get upset at preachers and teachers who are not taking people down the path of righteousness and biblical truth and not telling them that their sin will condemn them to hell and how they need a Savior because of their sin and they need forgiveness of that sin and that Jesus Christ died as an atonement in place of that sin? But instead, they are Pied Pipering people, say that three times fast, Pied Pipering people into only hearing what their itching ears want to hear. So why do I get upset? Because when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into a pit. That's why I get upset. And that, my friends, is wrong. Telling the Sunday school class this morning, my upbringing was different than probably most of the people in there and probably in here. I grew up in a false religious system called Catholicism that taught me that my works would get me to heaven. Shame on those Pharisees and teachers of the Word of God for teaching me such heresy and traditions of the church. Had I continued to follow them, I would have been blind myself. But praise the Lord that somebody brought the truth of what this Word teaches into my life. We have a responsibility, my friends. There are blind people out there, and they need to hear the truth. Because when the blind lead the blind, they both fall into a pit. Jesus was never upset with the sinners, the tax collectors, the prostitutes. But he was upset with the Pharisees and teachers of the law who are blind guides. Beware of blind guides, my friends. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They cannot and they do not see where they should be going. Let's go to God in prayer.